proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about hard sayings from the Bible. The author of the sixth chapter of Genesis commented that, quote, "There were giants in the earth in those days," unquote. He further added, quote, "When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown," unquote. What did the author of Genesis mean by those statements? Most people think of giants as individuals who were well above the normal height. They might make this assumption from the observations made by certain Israelites sent out by Moses in the 13th chapter of Numbers. These Israelites went throughout the land of Canaan, spying out the land. Their report when they came back went like this, quote, "There we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight," unquote. In other words, these 10 spies sent out by Moses to look at the land of Canaan saw the sons of Anak, related to them as giants, describing them as much larger than the Israelites. Some commentators have contended that the prevalence of giants in the pre-flood era meant that the sons of God had to depict supernatural entities and not mortals. Of course, we've covered this in a previous session. It's important to note, though, that giants have existed throughout human history. In the third chapter of Deuteronomy, for instance, Moses noted that Og, the king of Bashan, had a bedstead that measured more than 13 feet in length. Further on in history, we read about Goliath, who presumably had two human parents, about Goliath, who grew to over 9 feet tall, according to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Nephilim, the Hebrew word rendered as giants, possibly derived from a verbal root that meant to cast down or to fall. The giants mentioned in Genesis chapter 6 might not necessarily relate to excessively tall individuals, but rather with those people who had departed or fallen away from God. As such, the Nephilim might correspond to those who promoted the growth of wickedness in the earth. The author of Genesis chapter 6 described these as mighty men and men of renown. Both terms suggested that these giants rose to prominent positions of power within their societies, whether by their physical prowess or through the use of other means. Consider Nimrod, for example. Nimrod, described as a mighty one in the 10th chapter of Genesis, found a kingdom near Babel, located in modern-day Iraq. Other examples of mighty men who were not necessarily tall were Gideon and Jephthah in the book of Judges, individuals who led Israelite armies to victory over their oppressors. King David had a group of accomplished warriors who performed noteworthy exploits. They were referred to as mighty men. The men of renown literally meant men of a name, denoting individuals whose deeds had gotten them great glory. The author of 1 Chronicles labeled such men as mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the houses of their fathers, according to 1 Chronicles 5. Thus, the giants described in Genesis chapter 6 need not necessarily depict individuals who had great physical height. That word could just as easily refer to individuals who attained preeminence among their peers, much in the same way that we use the expression giants of industry to denote people who, through their capabilities, have attained prominent positions in the business world. This is Mark Oshman of the International Board of Jewish Missions with another session of Hard Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.